Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. My name is Marcus. New South Wales has recorded 882 new COVID-19 cases and two deaths, a man in his 60s and a man in his 90s. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says more than 80% of cases are being detected in the local government areas of concern in Sydney's southwest and west.
And we do today also want to call out people living in the local government area of Camden and people living in the balance or the rest of the local government area of Penrith. The health experts are telling us there are more cases there than they would like to see, and unless things improve there, there could be a chance that those areas could be designated local government areas of concern. But we're just asking everybody in Camden and the rest of the Penrith local government area just to be extra careful.
She also says HSC examinations will begin on Tuesday, the 9th of November. Victoria has recorded 79 new local COVID-19 cases and zero in hotel quarantine. Of the new cases, 53 are linked to known outbreaks. There are 26 mystery cases. Australia's leaders are today addressing issues with Australia's reopening plan at a national cabinet meeting after a week of federal and state tensions over vaccine coverage and the spread of coronavirus. Premiers join Prime Minister Scott Morrison and chief ministers, as well as chief health officers, in a bid to bridge those divisions which have emerged over the path out of the pandemic. Mr. Morrison says the release of formal advice about immunising 12 to 15-year-olds, bookings for that age cohort will open from mid-September. He also condemned two attacks in Afghanistan.
Australia condemns the evil, the calculated and inhuman attacks that were undertaken in Kabul overnight on the innocent and on the brave.
Defence Minister Peter Dutton has confirmed Australia pulled out its troops from Afghanistan before the two ISK suicide attacks near Kabul airport. At least 70 Afghan civilians were killed, US troops, and more than 100 wounded. The last Australian troops were safely evacuated to the United Arab Emirates yesterday, effectively ending Australia's evacuation mission. Mr. Dutton says if they had allowed Australian troops to stay, then Australian lives would have been lost.
We weighed up all of that and we looked at the fact that, you know, getting out 4,000 people was quite remarkable, more than I think what anybody had expected. So that's the judgment that we made, and we hope that the Taliban is true to their word and provides a reinstatement of a situation where flights can come in and out. It is a horribly complex situation, and I'm very pleased and relieved that our soldiers have departed from Kabul, and we took the decision to lift the last of our people.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne issued new travel advice for Australians still stuck in Afghanistan.
We know that this is a very distressing situation for Australians still in Kabul, for people with visas, and for family and friends who are here in Australia. Our new travel advice says Australian evacuation flights from Kabul have ceased. All Australian government personnel have departed Kabul. There's an ongoing and very high threat of terrorist attack. Explosions have occurred in the vicinity of Kabul Hamid Karzai International Airport. Do not travel to the airport. If you're in the vicinity, move to a safe location.
And in sport, Denmark's Magnus Cort has claimed victory on stage 12 of the Spanish cycling race. He sprinted to victory after a 175-kilometre journey in southern Spain. The victory represents a fifth career stage win for him at the Vuelta and second in this campaign.
Today I was able to sit in the back, relax for the first many hours while people were fighting for the breakaway, and even though I felt the legs a little bit from yesterday, I managed to get over the two climbs, and in the end, Jens Kückeler, he did a very amazing job delivering me perfectly for the sprint.
I am Marcus Megalokonomos, and thanks for joining us for SBS News in Easy English.